Hi there, may I speak with Natalie? Hi there, so my name's Ethan on the recorded line. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm okay.
Glad to hear that. Now, Natalie, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, so Natalie, did you use Depo Provera, the contraceptive, after 1992?
Yes.
And then after using Depo Provera, were you diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
I'm okay now.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Really glad to hear that. Now, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file the claim for this?
No.
Okay. Then, Mrs. Natalie, can you confirm to me that you have not signed any documents, you haven't sought legal representation, and you haven't sent out any packets of information for any attorneys to help you with this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Now, I assume then that you would be filing this claim for yourself, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mrs. Natalie, currently, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and did your diagnosis of meningioma happen at least 1 year after taking Depo Provera for a full year?
Year, well, they now about 3 years.
Okay, gotcha. And was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain is a tumor.
Okay, gotcha. Do you remember your date of diagnosis?
My diagnosis date was September 7th.
Okay, September 7th of what year?
I'm sorry, yeah, 2015.
You said 2015.
Yeah.
Okay, and Mrs. Natalie, what is your birthday?
October 11th, 1990.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said October 11th, 1990, correct?
Yes.
Okay, in addition, do you happen to know anyone else, any other friends or family that were also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help? If not, that's okay.
No.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. We always like to ask just in case because we try to help as many people as we can, but don't worry. Now, was it the name brand specifically labeled Depo Provera that you were using?
Yeah, the brand was Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. So it wasn't Depo sub-Q Provera or generic medroxyprogesterone?
It was Depo Provera by Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. And then you did confirm, I believe, already that you used it for at least 1 year, correct?
For 3 years. I started
Gotcha.
it early 2012 and I stopped taking it August 2015.
Okay, gotcha. So you stopped taking it right around when you were diagnosed or right before that, then, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Can you also confirm to me that within 1 year you had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
I took them once every 3 months, so yes.
Okay, and then you also, of course, now, it might be a silly question seeing as you were born in 1990, but you were taking this after 1992, correct?
Yes.
Most definitely, yeah. And I think you did just say it already, I'm sorry, but when did you start using Depo Provera?
February 2012.
Okay, February 2012, and then you said you stopped using it August of 2015, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put 2/01/2012, and then your stop date as 8/01/2015. Can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Okay, and then I have your first and last name on file. That's Natalie, NATALYE, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and your last name is LeGuire. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you're the first person to ever say it correctly.
Oh, fantastic. Well, there's a first for everything, I guess. Okay. I just want to confirm the spelling of that as well. That's LAGUIRE.
Yes.
Okay. And your middle name is Lynn, LYNN.
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or a senior?
No.
Okay. And your social?
Okay, 604-523-152.
Okay, I just want to confirm I heard you correctly. 604-523-152.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email is n.l.laguire@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number is 818-384-4109.
Yes.
Okay, and then Mrs. Natalie, am I calling you on your home line or is this a cell phone?
It's my cell phone, but I don't have a home line. This is my only line.
Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. And what is your primary address?
22036 Collins Street, apartment 119, Woodland Hills, California 91367.
Okay, and what was that apartment number again? I'm sorry.
119.
Okay, you said 119, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just want to confirm the whole thing. That's 22036 Collins Street, apartment 119, and that's Woodland Hills 91367.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're actually pretty close to me then. You're about maybe an hour drive, depends on traffic, hour and a half maybe. I'm down in Irvine, so we're right next door, more or
Oh,
less.
wow. That's cool.
Now, Mrs. Natalie, for your Depo Provera, was it being administered by a specific doctor, or was it just medical staff, or was it by yourself?
Mycologist, Dr. Margaret Bates.
You said Margaret Bates?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret and Bates. And you said you got it for about 3 years, and you had it every 3 months, correct?
Yeah, once every 3 months for 3 years,
Okay.
about 3 years.
Gotcha. Okay, so that would come out to about 12 injections. Does that sound correct to
Yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the name of the hospital where you were getting your Depo Provera administered?
Providence St. Joseph Med Providence St. Joseph Medical Center.
Okay, let me see. Was that the one in Orange or was it a little bit closer to you?
It's on Burbank. It's in Burbank.
Okay, gotcha. Is that the one on 501 South Buena Vista?
Yes, 501 South Buena Vista Street in Burbank, California, 91505, I believe it was.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I found it right here. Thanks for confirming. I'll just go ahead and pull all that information from their sites. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, and was it Margaret Bates also that prescribed you your Depo Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So this all happened at Providence St. Joseph. It would be the same facility for your prescription, is that correct?
Well, no, she's my gynecologist. Her office is on Wilshire in Los Angeles. The Dr. Larry Koo is the one that diagnosed the doctor that diagnosed me. He's a neurosurgeon. He's the one from Providence South, St. Joseph Medical Center.
Okay, gotcha. I see. So Dr. Bates' office, that's you said that's the one on 1245 Wilshire, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll put that as her address then. And we'll put Bates Margaret MD. Okay.
Yeah,
And
he
did you
referred.
have to get gotcha. Okay, yeah. And did you have to get your Depo Provera from a separate pharmacy or was it all administered at Providence St. Joseph?
It was administered up from my gynecologist at her office.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So she was giving it to you. Okay, let me fix that real quick then. Okay. So just to confirm, so Margaret Bates, so she administered you your Depo Provera, and that was at her office on Wilshire, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and fix all that then. And was she the one who prescribed you with your Depo Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. 1245 Wilshire. Okay, I just need to go ahead and fix those fields then and do some more copying and pasting. Give me just a second here. Okay. Margaret Bates. Yep, found her right here. Okay. And you didn't have to go to a pharmacy, I take it. She did it all herself.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll just copy and paste the address one more time then as well. Okay. And then now moving on to the diagnosis of the meningioma. So was this done via CT scan, MRI, or maybe both?
There were blood tests, CAT scan, CT scan, CAT scan, whatever, an MRI and biopsy tests done.
Gotcha. Okay. And what doctor was diagnosing you with your meningioma?
Dr. Larry Koo.
Okay, and this was the one at Providence St. Joseph, correct?
Yes, he's a neurosurgeon.
Okay, gotcha. Could you spell his name for me as well, please?
LARRYKHOO.
Okay, thank you so much for confirming. And okay, and that's the one on 501 South Buena Vista in Burbank. Okay, perfect. Just a second to type all this in here. I'm not the fastest typer, I do apologize.
No, it's okay. I'm very slow typing.
Yeah, you and me both. Don't worry about it. Okay, Providence. Yep, I found their website right here as well. And you said he's a neurosurgeon, correct? Okay, in addition, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you ever have any previous cancer diagnosis as well?
No.
Okay. And what kind of treatment were you getting for your meningioma?
Craniotomy surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay, surgery and radiation therapy. Was it the same Dr. Larry as well that treated you? Okay, and I would assume same hospital as well then, correct?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I'll go ahead and just copy and paste all that information one more time. Makes my job very easy here. And okay, I do believe we're almost done here actually. Additionally, were you ever hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yeah, for about 6 to 7 days.
Okay, and this would have been, I take it, right after your diagnosis.
Right after the surgery.
Okay, and do you remember the dates for your hospitalization?
September 15th, 2015.
Okay, so you said starting September 15th, 2015, and it was about 6 days, correct?
Yeah, about 6 to 7 days, roughly.
Okay, I'll put September 15th through September 21st then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Additionally, do you have any medical records that would show either your diagnosis or your treatment for your meningioma?
Yes. I have
Okay.
to, my doctor has them.
Gotcha. Most likely, you wouldn't have to provide them yourself, as our attorney partners can pull this information for you on your behalf. That way, you don't have to do all the legwork. But if necessary, would you be able to provide them either by mail, electronically, or both?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now we're almost done here, Mrs. Natalie. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact from you. This is just someone we can reach out to on your behalf, just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
My fiance
Okay, does he live with you or separately currently?
with me,
Okay, and what's his name?
Spencer.
Okay, spell that for me, please.
SPENCER.
Okay, and his last name?
Allen.
Okay, is that Allen?
ALAN.
Okay, Allen. And his phone number?
818-262-7786.
You said 818-262-7786.
Yes.
And you said Mr. Allen is your fiance, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and he lives with you. Do you happen to know his email as well? If not, that's okay.
Yeah, it's I can't even remember it right now.
Yeah, if you're not sure, don't worry about it. I usually don't expect people to remember that either.
Yeah, I can't remember it right now in front of me.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about it. As long as I have the phone number, that's perfectly okay. Now we're almost done here actually. I just need to read off a quick compliance checklist. This is just a list of items I'm going to read out to you just so I can double check and make sure that all the items that we've discussed are correct and accurate. So I'm going to list off a few different things, and if anything sounds wrong or incorrect, you can go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we did, of course, confirm that you do not have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year. In your case, it was about 3 years. And you also got at least 4 shots within a year, once every 3 months. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera from Pfizer, and you were receiving these injections after January 1st, 1992.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now what I'll do is I'll start drafting up some retaining documents for you to sign digitally, which should only take about a minute of your time. Very easy to do. Before I do that, though, I'm going to make some drafts for myself. This is just so I can check your personal information and make sure I didn't make any mistakes, such as maybe spelling something wrong or typing in one of your numbers wrong. So I'm just going to look at these myself before I send them to you, and I'll read off a few items of your personal information before they find their way to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a second to pull up your files here. Gonna go ahead and start building these documents. Okay, perfect. I have you here, Natalie Lynn LeGuire. That's 22036 Collins Street. And what was that apartment number again? I'm sorry.
119.
Okay, apartment 119. And that's 91367. Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty, and let's see. Your phone number is 818-384-4109, and your email address is n.l.leguire@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and click send on my end, and you should receive a text message. It should say my name, and it should contain a DocuSign link. I'm going to go ahead and click that now, and it should come through within the next 10, 20 seconds or so. Sometimes it takes a moment.
Okay. Yes, I see it.
Okay, perfect. So this is going to take you to DocuSign, which will allow you to either draw or type your signature on these documents. Pretty straightforward, and it'll tell you and highlight exactly where you need to sign. But if you need any help, just let me know.
Okay, thank you.
These retaining documents more or less just state that our attorney partners will represent you for this lawsuit. And secondly, it gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf.
Okay.
And then once you're finished signing, just let me know so I can check it on my end to make sure everything gets processed correctly.
Okay.
And okay. And then while you're getting that taken care of course, I'll send you a text message from a 949 number, which is my personal office number. So that way you have my contact information. So if you ever need to reach out in the future, if you ever have questions or concerns down the line, you're always welcome to call or text me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
So it says this envelope was also sent by email. Do I press continue or?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Oh, sign right, okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, how do I do it? How do I sign it?
All the boxes that you need to sign should be highlighted in yellow on the page. I believe if you click next, it should automatically take you there.
Okay, I see it. Okay, I see it. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, and then it'll give you the option. You can type it if you like, or you can also draw it with your finger.
Okay, and then I press adopt and sign.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so start sending and signing today. When it comes to signing important documents, 8 out of 10 signers. Okay,
Okay, yeah. Looks like you're finished, actually. Everything else, it might ask you to create a DocuSign account. You can if you want to for future DocuSigns in case you ever want to sign anything else, but it's not necessary.
okay.
Okay, let me just go ahead and check it here, though. I see your signature. That looks very good to me. And okay, looks like it made its way to all the fields, and that looks correct. Alrighty, perfect. Yeah, that's all I needed from you today then, Natalie. I do really appreciate your patience and your time. So I will let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners sometime within the next maybe week, probably 2 weeks, I would say, since it is holiday season, so they might be busy or a little
Yes.
bit slow right now. So I would expect that call sometime in the next 14 days, most likely. They're just going to be reaching out one more time to verify your personal information. Very important that you look out for that call, because until they can verify your information and just so they can make sure they can get in contact with you, then and only then can they start working on your case, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. You've been very helpful and very pleasant. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to be of service. Did you have any other questions or anything else you wanted help with?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Alrighty, well, I do wish you all the best then, Natalie. Merry late Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Of course, you take care. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.